All right, well, it's the game F League opening round. South Brisbane's coach is Philippe Amorim. And Philippe, opening weekend of the 2016 Puma F League. It's only a day away now. How are you feeling about your first game against Inner West Magic?
We can't wait to get into the court on the weekend. We had a really good session on Wednesday. Yeah, everyone's buzzing, so everyone just wants to test it out. Everything we've been working on. So yeah, can't wait to get it going.
Cool. So your training preparation. How long have you been training for, and how's it been going all up?
We did a little bit of. We started a little bit probably in October, November last year. Just once a week, keep the skills up, testing new players, and then at the beginning of the year, January, mid January, started seriously with more of defined team list, so knowing like who's gonna be in, who's gonna be out.
Yeah.
So for the past 4 or 5 months, we've been training hard weekly.
Cool. And how do you think your team's gonna go in comparison to your other years in the F League so far?
We go by performance, not really by points. So we're looking to increase our performance by 15 to 20%. We did that from the first season to the second season. We improved around 15%. And it's more about defense, so not conceding as many goals. So we're looking to increase our defense by, if we do by 20%, we're going to be close to top four.
Cool. And your roster this year, any players that we should be looking out for during the year that you've brought into the side this year?
From day one, when we set up the club, it's always been about the whole club, about the team efforts. Of course, we always look for players that can spark things up out of nothing. We definitely signed like 4 or 5 players, like James Agueda from Salomon, Junior Edwards from Sunshine Coast. Connor George, who hasn't played much futsal, but he's been on the NPL programs, football NPL programs. They're probably the top signs for this season. Plus a couple of boys from the local league here. They also have Solomon Islands heritage, so they can spark things up out of nothing. So we're definitely looking for. Plus the structure that we've been doing with the boys from the first couple of seasons, they stay with us. We're definitely looking much stronger this season compared to the last 2 years.
Cool. And just finally too, I guess with the increase in performance, then what do you think your overall goal is for the season?
The goal is to make top four. Otherwise, I don't think we should bother entering any competition. And then once you make top four, anything can happen. So we just have a look in the English Premier League this season. So anything's possible as long as people work hard and believe. So that's what we need to do, believe.
Cool. Well, thanks for talking to us today on Football Queensland.
It was a pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.